thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
Just would like to read a few verses just from Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, and just commencing at verse 38. It's probably maybe a familiar portion. Luke 10 and verse 38. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve you alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen that good part or good portion which will not be taken away from her." We just pray God's blessing on the reading of his own precious word. You know, our lives all have been impacted and all have been changed over the past 2 years. So many things have happened. So many things we can't understand. As I mentioned already, I know there's some listening in even on Zoom this morning. But Zoom is a new thing to us all. It's great that you can log in from your own home. You don't have to travel. And I know there is reasons that we maybe need to do that if we're in isolation, if we're not well, if we're not able to come to church. But you know, nothing compares to God's people meeting together. You know, that's God's desire is. In 1 Corinthians he talks about that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, when God's people dwells together, it says, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there he's in the midst." You know, God wants to do something when God's people meets together, that his holy presence will come and move in our midst. You know, that same presence that we talk about in the midst of the church is the same presence that we read about with Moses in the tabernacle when God's presence came down. And that's what God's desire is, that we meet together. Yes, Zoom is great. Other platforms that we use are great. But it's nothing compared to be in someone's presence. I know even for ourselves, even talking to family over Zoom, you know, it's okay, but it's not okay. It's not the real thing. And so often we can maybe try to manipulate or try to know what God's presence is, but nothing compares to the presence of God. I'm sure you can reflect different times over in your life where God's presence has just been so real upon your life. Maybe in a church service, maybe in a personal way where God has come and met you. And that's our desire, I believe, that God wants for each one of us. You know, so many things, as I said, has changed through our family, through our church, even through shopping. So many people do online. I heard a pastor saying recently that there's a couple that hasn't come out back out to church in Dublin again. And he says, "I'm afraid," he said, "if something happens to the internet, they're going to starve because they're doing their shopping online as well." But you know, something that hasn't changed is the gospel. The gospel is still the gospel. It's still the good news that Jesus Christ has come to save those that are lost. But some of our methods maybe have changed. Yes, we're able to use the platforms of social media, able to use the internet, and it's great that God can use that further afield. But you know, maybe over the past 2 years, for all of us, it's been a time to reflect. You know, it's time to prioritise what's important in life. You know, what are those things that were caught up in our life and they weren't really that important when other things are stripped away? I know in the south of Ireland, a lot of our privileges were stripped away. I think it was the most strictest restrictions that there were in Europe over this time, over the past 2 years. But you know what? It's been a time of learning for us all. I know I had an opportunity actually in February 2020, just before this pandemic broke out here in Ireland. And I actually shared from Isaiah chapter 6. And we're all familiar with that first verse. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. And you know, God put in my heart that time to share, you know, God needed to get Isaiah's attention. Isaiah was close to the king. And whenever that king died, as a result, that transformed Isaiah's life. Because he saw the Lord, he saw his own sin, and he saw the need that was around. And I believe over these past 2 years, yes, what government has tried to restrict the church and restrict us as believers. But you know, through it all, I believe God is trying to get our attention. God is trying to get us to refocus and to see what's important in life. And you know, this morning I just want to share one thing. And you probably will be helped as I go along. It's not just one thing, but it's that little phrase, one thing. There is a few one things I want to share just this morning, what God has put in my heart. But you know, I wonder if I went round and asked each one in church this morning or even online, you know, what is one thing you want the Lord to do for you? Maybe there's a sickness that you need to be healed. Maybe there's a need that you need it to be provided for, and you're looking to the Lord to provide for that need. Maybe you're needing guidance for the next step in your life, whatever that will be. You know, God is there to help us. But I wonder what is your greatest need? You know, out of those things that I've mentioned, I believe that there's one even need that is even greater. And it's something that God has put in my heart, even over these past 2 years. And that's the one thing I believe God wants to do for each one of us. And you know, we can look back and we can see many things that God has been teaching us and learning for us. But I believe there's only one important thing that God wants for each of our lives. And that's to know and to live and to dwell in his presence day by day. Not just when we come to church, not just on a Sunday, not just at the prayer meeting, but 24/7, that we would reflect God in our lives. You know, there's a world out there where there's so much fear. And you know, so often the church has been silent, so often our voice has been quiet. But we believe we've got a message to share of the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know it's time for us to stand up and not to be ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God unto salvation. You know, the one thing I want to just touch on, first of all, you know, there's one thing you know that the Lord already has done for you. And I trust each person already has known that one thing is. You know, there's a story in John chapter 9. And it talks about whenever the Lord Jesus came and he healed a blind man. You know, the question was asked, has this man sinned or has his parents sinned that made this man blind? But you know, the Lord Jesus replied that he was blind because to demonstrate the power of God in this man's life. You know, when the question was asked in John chapter 9 and verse 25, I'm just going to read it out, and this is what the blind man replied. He answered, whether he is a sinner, I do not know, but one thing I do know, that though he was blind, but now I see. That was one thing that he knew. He didn't know a lot about the Lord Jesus. Sometimes we think that people need to know all the theology about the Lord Jesus to come to faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. He didn't even know a lot about him or who he was until he met him again. But it says that one thing he did know, he was blind, but now he was seeing. You know, praise God that once that we were blind, once we were in darkness to sin, once that we were far away from God. But you know, God has opened our eyes, praise be his name. You know, we are saved this morning. You know, we are part of the family of God. God has forgiven us our sins. You know, God has brought us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. And we have so much to praise God for that one thing he's done in our lives. You know, we're going to take all of eternity to realize and to the depths of what God has taken place in our lives. That transaction that was taking place, that he's moved us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his Son. the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I'm sure we all know that famous hymn, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. We can praise God for that one thing that God has done in our lives. And you know, as we think even about the Lord's table later on, you know, God has laid this for us that we would reflect and remember that one thing of that moment that God has worked in our lives. And we praise God just for that. You know, also, I want to touch just on another one thing that's mentioned in the Bible. You know, Paul was able to say in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13 and 14. Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14. And it says, for it is God who works. So that's chapter 2, chapter 3. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize, for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. You know, so often the enemy will come along and will give us doubt about that one thing that we have done in our past, about coming to faith in Christ. You call yourself a Christian? Sure, look what you've done. Look what you've done in the past. The devil will try to keep bringing those things to our mind. He tries to bring us into guilt and into condemnation. We know we read there in Romans 8 and 1 that therefore is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Praise God for whom the Son sets free, that we are free indeed. That we have that freedom in our walk with God and as we live for God day by day. Yes, whatever lies behind, whatever we've done in our past, whatever we've done last week, you know, Paul doesn't want us to focus on those things that are behind, but we're to focus on the one thing, and that is the goal. It says the goal for the prize, towards the goal for the prize, for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. You know, where was Paul's goal? You know, it wasn't caught up in the affairs of this life. It wasn't caught up in the politics or government or other things that are around, but his focus was on Christ and eternity. It says there in Philippians as well, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. No, he was looking forward to be with the Lord, to be with the Lord face to face. No, what a day for each one of us that will be whenever we meet our Saviour face to face. No, faith will give way to sight, and there we will fall down and worship our Lord and Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, forgetting those things that are behind and focusing on the one thing. Yes, what's important in life. Yes, our relationship with God and his kingdom and his work. And we just praise God that he is able to give us the strength, that he is able to give us the help by the Holy Spirit. Yes, to set those things behind. Those have been covered by the blood. Those have been covered by the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can focus on the main thing, which is the Lord Jesus himself. We've been singing about his name here this morning. What a beautiful name. Yes, it should just be honey, as it were, on our lips. As it were, the sweetness of the name of Jesus. Not just in our own lives, but as we have communicate and we chat to others around us. Yes, everything that we do is because of Jesus and what he has done in our lives. Yes, one thing we know that the Lord has done for us, he set us free. Once we were blind, but now we see. Yes, one thing of setting those things behind us and straining towards the goal of being with Christ when that time will be. But also, we want to, David also mentioned, David was a man of God, a man after God's own heart. But in the book of Psalm, chapter 27 and verse 4, David says, one thing I have desired or asked of the Lord is that I will seek after, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold or gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple, or to consider him in his temple. You know, David realized that he needed God in his life. Yes, throughout, it says in the verse that I will seek after that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. You know, it's interesting that David uses the word temple here, but yet when David was reigning, there was no temple. It was Solomon who built the temple, but there was the tabernacle. But you know, that was associated where God's presence was among his people. Right from the book of Acts, whenever God came down in the midst of the tabernacle, there was God's presence in the midst. And that's what David's desire. Yes, to be in God's presence, to know God's presence every moment of every day. You know, so often we can just go through the motions of our Christian life. So often we can go through the motions of things that preoccupy us through our days. But you know, God's desire is that we would know his presence, that we would know that inner voice of that direction that we should go, for that conversation that we should have with other people, for those that we work with, for those in our family, that we should be in his presence and reflect in God's presence in our lives. You know, in Psalm 16 verse 11, it says, "You've made known to me the path of life, and in your presence there is fullness of joy." You know, when we are in God's presence, there's that joy. That joy surpasses everything else. Yes, everything else becomes secondary whenever we know and sense that we're in the Lord's presence. I wonder, is that the desire for our hearts here this morning? Is that one thing that you want the Lord to do for you, even in the time that God has us here on this earth, that we would live and know and to walk in God's presence, that we would hear that still small voice, that we would know his directions, we would know his guidings, that we would know his glory on our lives as we share the message of the gospel with others. I know I've mentioned three things, so this is our last one thing I want to mention, and that's the one that we've read from Luke chapter 10. I'm sure we're all familiar with that story of Mary and Martha. The Lord Jesus was at their house, and Martha was busy serving, maybe like many of us. So often we can get caught up in so many things. We want everything to be perfect. We want everything to be good. But yet there was Mary who set those things aside and she sat at the Lord Jesus' feet. You know, I wonder who are we like this morning? I wonder who am I like this morning? Am I like Martha? Am I always serving and not spending that time in the Lord's presence? You know, I believe, yes, it's the same for everyone, a pastor, a missionary, a CF worker. You can get so busy in so many ministries, as it were, you're trying to spin so many plates and so many things at the same time. But you know, the most important thing, you know, the Lord has been teaching me in my life is to spend time in his presence. Yes, I might know that, but it's still not easy. You know, the enemy will come in. Yeah, you might maybe be have your phone beside you. You have notifications coming on it. Your laptop, if you're working on it, you have emails popping up. And you're distracted by so many things. Yet God wants us to set those things aside and to experience his presence. Yes, there is a time, I believe, that we need to be serving. It's not that we don't need to serve. I'm sure everyone appreciates each one that serves in the church, whether in the music department or children's ministry or other areas. Yes, we all need to serve. But you know, that shouldn't prioritize our time with God. That shouldn't prioritize our time spending in God's presence. You know, Mary, yes, it says that she chose the good part or the good portion. And the Lord Jesus said it wouldn't be taken away from her. Yes, and I believe that's something that each one of us will need to make a choice and make a decision that we would learn at his feet, to learn from his word, to learn with other believers and coming together and meeting with God's people. You know, this was a lesson that Moses learned. You remember, we're not sure how many people he led through the wilderness. Over 1 million at least and more. Such a large task to lead all these people. And it says that from morning to evening time, he would seek counsel. And for those people that needs and problems, they had to come to Moses. But it says whenever his father-in-law came, that he noticed what Moses was doing. And he says, you need to train up others. You need to have others doing this ministry. And you know, this allowed Moses more time to spend in God's presence, to have more time to spend with God. And what a difference it made in God's or in Moses' life. You know, it says that Moses, in Exodus chapter 34, it says in one time when he came down from the mountain, it says that his face shone because of the presence of God. And it says whenever he talked to the people, he actually had to put a veil over his head because the people couldn't look at Moses' face. It's because of the presence of God. I'm not saying this morning that, yes, our face is going to glow and because of the presence of God. But you know, there should be a characteristic there in our lives that show that we belong to God. You know, our lives should show from those around us. Even through this time where even so many are still in fearful about COVID or other things in our lives. You know, we don't have fear, but we have faith. Faith in the living God, that God is in control. Yes, that God will protect us. If we come through COVID or other things, we know that God is there with us. That's what makes the difference. Knowing that God is there, God will help us through. And no matter what we face, no matter what we come through, you know, one thing is that God wants to get all the glory. God wants his name to be praised. You know, if God gives us help with our schoolwork, God gives us help in our exams, if we get a promotion or God gives us help in our job, you know, where does the praise have to go? God has given me the help to do it. God has given me the praise. You know, as even as we travel in the car along the road, I'm not saying I do it every time, but I'm trying to just to be conscious. God, protect me as I travel on the road. Protect the other drivers as we travel. Lord, keep me safe. Lord, that we would just be conscious of his presence and his nearness in our lives day by day. You know, believe what is the key whenever we spend that time in God's presence. You know, the key is, and the Lord Jesus prayed in John 17 in verse 3, he says that you might know the one true God, whom is life eternal. You know, when we spend time with God, we'll get to know who God really is. We will see him just like Isaiah did in all his glory and in all his majesty. Paul said in Philippians 3 in verse 10 that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Not only that we would know God, but we also know the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives day by day. You know, God doesn't want us to struggle through this life walking in the flesh, but he's given us the Holy Spirit to live our lives every day, to praise his name, to glorify him, to help in every situation and in everything that we find ourselves in. You know, that same power that was given, that the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, is the same power within each one of us. You know, we've no call to be downcast. We have no call to feel not important. But you know, God has transformed our lives and he's given us this power in our lives to serve him and to worship him in every area of our lives, no matter where he has placed us. Yes, God has placed me there in Dublin. That's home for me now. I've been living there the past 13 years. You know, God wants me to glorify his name there with my neighbours, there in the areas that we're working with those kids and young people, that they would see Christ in me and I would reflect his glory in my life. You know, I wonder, does our face show the presence of God and the glory of God? I wonder, does our dress show? I wonder, does our speech, our actions, our character in our lives, I wonder, is there evidence of the fruit of the Spirit in our life as others are looking on? You know, I wonder, can others see Christ in us? You know, I've heard an illustration before that the moon actually doesn't give out any light of itself, but it's a reflection of the sun. And you know, that's what God wants for each of our lives. You know, we're not to glorify ourselves or anything that we do, but we are to reflect his Son. We will reflect his glory in our lives through this generation that we're growing up in, that they would see Christ in us. And you know, I was said of the disciples there in Acts chapter 4 and verse 3, it says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, common men, they were astonished and they recognized they'd been with Jesus. I wonder, will your work colleagues, your school classmates, your family, will they recognize that you have been with Jesus? Will they say that, you know, that person's something different? And you can say, yes, it's Jesus, because he is powerful. And what a powerful name. You know, as I just finish off, I just asked you, yes, as we're thinking about those one things this morning, yes, that we would know his presence. But I would ask you, would you make one prayer? You know, Elijah was on Mount Carmel, and he thought everyone was against him. The prophet of Baals were there, and it says that Elijah prepared the altar, and he prayed and he cried out to God. And this is what he says. He says that others will know that you are God. That's what his prayer was for those around him. That the fire would fall and people around will know that God is God. That they would come to know the true and living God. And that's my desire for Dublin. That's my desire for Ireland. Pray that that will be your desire for Ballymoney, for the surrounding areas. Yes, for Ireland as well, and for the south and for Dublin. Yes, it's great. We know that God is moving. God is doing things. But know that God will be glorified throughout this nation. Yes, many laws and many things have been passed in the south that you would cringe at. Yes, things are happening here in the north as well through the government. You know, our focus is not on this world, but it's on God and God's kingdom and him alone. And our prayer is that others will know, that we will stand up and not be ashamed of the gospel, that we will speak out about the glory of God. You know, it was said of John Wesley, I'm not sure this is a quote for him or not, but it says, light yourself on fire with passion and with people will come from miles to watch you burn. I just will read that again. It says, light yourself on fire with passion and people will come from miles to watch you burn. You know, God is looking for those people that are on fire for him, for those people that are carrying God's presence with them everywhere they go. And you know, if that happens in our lives, people will automatically come to hear what God is saying. We pray that God will come. You know, it was also said of a man, Charles Finney, during the time of revival, that he went into a factory floor and everybody had to stop working. And people come under the conviction of sin, but just of the presence of God. May each one of us have that one thing in our lives, and that's have God's presence 24/7. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelim.com.